The 0-1 pitch. Hammered towards right center field. Roberson goes back. Still going back. He looks up. It is gone. A home run over the fence in right center. The 1-1 for McClure. And a curveball hammered towards left field in the corner. A long way over. It'll land fair as Bartlett will have to pick up the ball on the warning track. Turning third, the runner Gonzalez. He's on his way to score. It's a throw dropped by the cutoff man. In on the handle, a looper off the bat, and falls into left field. Turning third and scoring the tying run, Mason Brown. RBI single from Sean Kennedy, and we're knotted up at four. 2-2. Line in the power gap, left center field. This will deliver the tying run and all the way, or at least cut off short of the fence, short of the warning track. But Kennedy pulls in the second, and RBI double, Mason Brown scores, and we're knotted up at five. Right-hander tossing in Barton's pin, a high fly ball towards center, and back on it, Roberson. They'll give up on it. It's gone to the deepest part of the ballpark in center. And with a home run from Sinks, makes it a 6-5 lead for Barton as they retake the one-run advantage. The 2-2 from the stretch. Grounded up the middle, and it's a base hit in the center. And bringing in Kennedy, it's down to a one-run lead for Barton at 8-7. Rally for the Bronkbusters. The pitch lined softly into right center field, and we're all tied up. In from third base, Villela. An RBI single from Kranach, and it's an even game at 8. Now for the belt, the 2-1. Hammer towards left field and deep. Going back is Bartlett looking up. It is gone! A home run! Mason Brown with a homer. A two-run blast off Heiser, the closer, for Barton and Garden as their first lead of game two, up 10-8.